Hello. Here's your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, July 23rd. From Capitol coverage, an effort to relax some federal regulations on the marijuana industry is facing a test this morning in Washington, D.C. KVNF's Scott Franz has more.
The Senate Banking Committee is holding a hearing on whether marijuana businesses should be able to use federally regulated banks. Because the federal government considers marijuana illegal, banks that do business with the industry are exposed to legal trouble. U.S. Senator Cory Gardner is leading an effort to relax the rules. He'll be testifying along with the head of a Colorado-based marijuana company. Attorneys general from 33 states are urging Congress to make reforms. While previous efforts have been blocked, the House is now advancing legislation giving pot shops access to banking services. Supporters say forcing them to be cash only makes them targets for robberies. I'm Scott Franz.
From the Colorado News Connection, it turns out part of the reason commercial insurance plans have gotten so costly is because hospitals are charging a lot more for services than prices set by Medicare. Eric Galatis has more.
Commercial insurance plans pay Colorado hospitals on average almost three times what Medicare pays for the same care. A hospital in Fort Morgan charges nearly eight times more than Medicare reimbursements. That's according to a new hospital value report on pricing and performance. Bob Smith with the Colorado Business Group on Health, one of the groups behind the report, says current incentives in place have boosted stock values, but the marketplace is not working for firefighters and school districts who have been hit with rising costs.
Colorado hospital net profit is four to five times the average hospital in the country. Insurers have seen their earnings per share go up anywhere from 300 to 1,000% in the last decade. The system works really well for them.
The report found that performance outcomes vary as much between as within hospitals, and Smith says there seems to be no reliable correlation between price and quality of care. Hospital administrators have long argued that higher costs are passed along to commercial plans to help make up for what they believe are insufficient Medicare and Medicaid reimbursements. Hospitals also charge more to cover the costs of treating people who can't afford to pay. Smith points to annual reports by an independent commission to Congress showing that efficient hospitals can break even on Medicare, but he says excessive payments in the commercial market negate the need for hospitals to be efficient and control costs. Smith says the impact on consumers is significant. 12 years ago, Jefferson County teachers earning $50,000 a year paid less than 5% of their salary for health care.
Today, if you make $50,000 as a teacher, which is still well above the starting teacher salary, you have to pay a quarter of your salary for family health care.
Smith says the report's recommendations are in sync with Governor Jared Polis's plan for reducing health care costs. The report was released Tuesday by Smith's group and the Colorado Consumer Health Initiative. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
Water managers on the Colorado River are facing a unique moment. With a temporary fix at the river's scarcity problem recently completed, everyone is talking about future agreements. Some argue for big, bold actions to find balance in the southwestern watershed. Reporters Luke Runyon from KUNC in Colorado and Brett Jaspers from KJZZ in Arizona take a look at one of those ideas.
Okay, Brett, first things first. The river is divided into two basins. The Rocky Mountain states of Colorado, Utah, New Mexico, and Wyoming make up the upper basin.
And states with big deserts, Arizona, California, and Nevada, make up the lower basin.
So to get a sense of this big, bold, game-changing idea, let's do a little role-playing. I'll be the upper basin, you play the lower.
And let's use a trusted metaphor for our collective Colorado River management. The bank account.
Water equals money. So we have this shared account that we both contribute to. But most of the funds come to me first. And we agreed a long time ago that I'd write you a check for a certain amount each year, no matter what.
And I really need that money to keep coming, or I can't pay my bills. And my bills got a lot bigger over the years, so much so that I've been spending a lot more than my share.
which up until now has been just fine. I'm pretty thrifty. I scrimp, you spend.
It's been great for me. Ka-ching! I've spent that water, money, on big new cities and farms.
But we have a problem. We've both been overestimating our income for a really long time. And I'm not feeling so thrifty anymore. All this cash is burning a hole in my pocket. But the more that I spend, the less I send to you, Lower Basin.
And there's also this slow-moving financial catastrophe going on that could burn us both.
Hi! It's me, I'm climate change. Hey, I heard something about cash burning a hole in someone's pocket. Let me just take a look at that fat wallet.
Hey, yes.
Look at all this.
No, stop.
Hey, don't worry. I'm just going to skim a little off the top forever. I hope that doesn't mess up your plans. Okay, thanks, bye.
Hey, Upper Basin, I think we're going bankrupt.
I think you're right, Lower Basin. Our shared account is dropping.
And I need that money.
Well, so do I. So this is where the two basins find themselves in our banking analogy. John Fleck at the University of New Mexico thinks we should talk about making a big, ambitious deal. He calls it the grand bargain.
Both sides are giving up a cherished right in a compromise that has the potential to then bring some stability and balance in the really long run and remove a lot of the risk of really catastrophic conflict.
Okay, so what's in this deal? How about I agree that you don't absolutely have to send me all my share every single year if it's pretty clear we just don't have it in our account. I'll give up my contractual right to demand it from you.
Yeah, that would take away a lot of your legal leverage over me.
But I need something in exchange.
I think I have a feeling of what you're going to say.
I want an admission from you, Mr. Upper Basin. You are never going to use all the money you're entitled to. Just admit it.
Okay, so Mr. Lower Basin, you want me to agree to some sort of cap on my spending?
Yes. And like I said, I'll accept that I'm not going to get all the water, money, that I'm guaranteed under our old agreement.
All right, so we both give something up to avoid a nightmare scenario where we're both screaming at each other in bankruptcy court.
Exactly.
Let's say we want to make this deal. John Fleck says any water managers who might explore something like this have another problem.
Everybody who is going to be a party to negotiating this deal has to go home and sell it into a really difficult political environment.
So even if we negotiate a deal that water managers think is fair, the rest of our states could see it as giving up something we were promised.
And because climate change
still here
is a slow-moving disaster for water managers, it's a lot easier to take small steps rather than entertain big, flashy ideas, even if they make sound financial sense. I'm Luke Runyon in Colorado.
And I'm Brett Jaspers in Arizona.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, July 23rd. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.